since July of last year, when the initial planning application was refused by and Commission Planella, there has been massive uncertainty around this project. It seemed to be very difficult to get engagement from Fáilte Ireland and confirmation from them that they were still happy to deliver the project and that they were willing to drive it on. But I'm delighted to be able to confirm that only this week we have now as a council received that, and they've confirmed that they are going to pay for another planning application. They're going to fund it. A new application has been worked on at the minute by the team in Lifford, and I would hope that it'll be lodged sooner rather than later.
In terms of the issues that were raised in the initial application that was refused last year, obviously addressing those specific issues is going to be at the very heart of this new application. You're confident that will be done?
Yeah, indeed. And I mean, from very early on, after the application was refused, I had been engaging with the team in Lifford around the issues with the sewerage treatment and the percolation areas. And they were confident that there were a number of other options that were possible, but they felt the one that they had proposed was sort of the simplest and probably the most cost-effective. So it's a case now of looking at those other options and seeing which of them is best and indeed which of them is most likely to get approval from and Commission Planella. Apart from that, it should really be mostly a copy and paste job of the old application because all the other issues in Commission Planella were very happy with and raised no issues about.
In terms of Fáilte Ireland investment, this will be one of, if not the largest ever investment project in this county.
Yeah, absolutely, Donald. So originally the $12.5 million that was to be invested from Fáilte Ireland, it was the single biggest investment in any tourism project in County Donegal ever. Everybody accepts, I think, that the Board of Fort Donree, the Council and indeed Fáilte Ireland all accept that costs have ballooned and maybe even the scope of the works have increased. And obviously now with the new sewerage system that's going to have to be brought into place because of the uncommissioned Planella rejection, that is going to increase the cost. So it certainly is going to be the biggest single investment in tourism anywhere, and it really will be a game changer for Dunree and for Buncrana and Ashone and the wider county.
And are you satisfied that those extra costs that would inevitably arise because of the delay and because of the way the economy is at the moment, that they will be absorbed and that the project won't be left hanging through lack of funding?
I am, and I'll certainly be doing everything I can at this end, engaging with Fáilte Ireland and with the council, and I asked that very question today. You know, I said it's all fine and well that Fáilte Ireland are saying they'll fund the application, but if the application is then approved, will they fund the project? And these things work in stages and phases, and you have to go through approval gates. But I would certainly be hopeful that when they are now committed to funding the application itself, that they will then follow that through. It wouldn't seem to make much sense to not follow it through. But there are certainly going to be challenges, and in particular from the council side around match funding. At the minute, we need to raise $69 million for all the projects that we have in the books right now, and we're only able to raise about half of that. So I'm delighted we also had confirmation today that there's a further two meetings to be held in Lifford around capital projects and around match funding, because very difficult conversations are going to have to be had by the council about how we raise that match funding and about prioritisation of projects. But I'll be doing all I can to see that Fort Donree is progressed.